Ty Newton of the Brazos Valley spent 30 years in the Air Force, just part of a career that included time teaching at the Air Force Academy, some time flying C-130s in Vietnam, even found time to play some pro baseball in the Cubs organization at Macon, Georgia, after he played for Baylor. Hi, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. Ty Newton met some celebrities along the way, got to greet Prince Charles once, even flew around a crusty old congressman, a future president. It was the summer of 1959.
Yeah, that was quite an adventure. I was a first lieutenant, and the operations officer came in one day and said, would you like to take a VIP around on a speaking tour? And I said, well, yeah, I'd be glad to. Who is it? Said, it's Lyndon Johnson. So we went out to the plane, and here came, this was before he became vice president, the year before he became vice president. But Lyndon Johnson, his wife, his secretary, and two or three other people, I guess publicity people, were there. And we took off and flew around east and north Texas, and he made little speeches here and there. We came back and landed at Austin and let him out. He wanted to go to his ranch, but the weather was so bad, we couldn't get in there. We had to land in Austin, and he wasn't too happy about that.
His 10 years at the Air Force Academy remains a special time.
I went there as a first lieutenant teaching physiology, and that was the early days of the Air Force Academy. They still had leaks in the buildings. We had garbage cans sitting around catching the water. The framework of the chapel, which people know probably more than anything else, the chapel was just a frame then. We didn't have the aluminum on the spires or anything. So we got there early on, but we had a wonderful tour. It was a great family place because the facilities were great, and they had elementary and high school right there on the academy site. So, in fact, two of our kids started the first grade there and graduated from high school at the Air Force Academy. As we got toward the end of that tour, 5 years worth, things were heating up in Vietnam. So I volunteered for a flying assignment, and they put us in C-130s.
The C-130 was as versatile an aircraft as we had. Matter of fact, it's still being used in Iraq.
It was a versatile plane, as you say. Not only carried supplies, but it carried troops, and they jumped out of the 130 parachuting, and it also served as a flare drop plane. We would drop flares on targets in Vietnam, and the fighter strikes would come in and wipe out the target. Also, we had some that were equipped as gunships, and they were the old AC-130s that had a 105-millimeter cannon in the back, a howitzer, a 40-millimeter cannon, a 20-millimeter minigun, and a 7.2-millimeter gun. And when you got all those firing at the same time, it put down quite a layer of fire.
Ty Newton is a proud member of a local group of airmen called BSA, stands for Been Shot At. He'll talk more about that tomorrow and his service. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meesan Associates. Yesterday, we introduced you to Colonel Ty Newton of the Brazos Valley, 30 years in the Air Force, C-150 pilot in Vietnam, a flyer who felt most comfortable in a cockpit. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley. We told you about his service as a professor at the Air Force Academy, but while he was there, well, flying was just part of his job.
We had to get our flying time, and this was one way of doing it. The cadets needed to go for their medical interviews, and we had one particular place where we took a lot of cadets, and that was down at Tulane. Dr. Jim Knight was the dean of admissions down there, and he really liked the cadets because they had such a wonderful background academically. They had no trouble in medical school, and he said, I'll take all you can give us. So we got to know him quite well, and that played a role in coming to A&M, really.
His Vietnam service was dangerous for sure, as he was one of many who were able to return to tell his story.
I had it so much better than a lot of the other people. The people down on the ground in the jungles and the people flying helicopters and the people flying over Hanoi every day had it a lot worse than we did, but we had some exciting experiences. I flew just the plain old troop carrier supply plane, C-130, for the first year over there. And then our ops officer came around one day and said, would you like to start flying some special classified missions? And I said, well, tell me a little about it. What does this entail? And he said, I can't tell you until you volunteer to do it and sign some papers. And so I thought about that a little bit, and I said, well, okay, let's give it a shot. So after we went through the preliminaries, the first thing he said, your first job is to go into Laos with a little roller and measure all of the airstrips over there. And that's using the term pretty loosely, because they were just dirt places that people, the Air America was flying in there, but they were going in small planes. But they wanted to see if we could get in there with the bigger planes. So two other guys and I went over and marked off all the airfields, took pictures, and found out which ones we thought we could make it in safely and out of safely. And then we found out that we would be flying in civilian clothes and flying unmarked silver airplanes instead of the camouflaged Air Force planes that we'd been flying. So it turned into something quite different from what we'd been flying before.
Ty Newton and his wife Ruth have been married 53 years. She and their family were able to share many of his overseas experiences.
They got to follow us around, and when we were in the Far East on Okinawa, one of the things that they got to do that most people don't get to do, they got to fly on military aircraft, since it was called an isolated assignment. So when I'd come back and we'd take leave, we'd all hop on a plane and head to Bangkok or the Philippines or Japan or Hong Kong or someplace. In fact, Ruth got to land in Saigon. We were flying on a plane to Bangkok one time, and the plane landed in Saigon during the middle of the war.
After assignments in Thailand and in England, where he was the head of the battle staff team of the Airborne Command Post for Europe for the Air Force, he finally settled down to Texas A&M, where he spent 11 years.
I went to work in the Office of Student Affairs and Admissions at the medical school, director of student financial aid initially, and got to do some of the things that we'd been doing at the Air Force Academy, dealing with medical students this time instead of pre-med students. But we also got to go around to all the schools here in Texas and brief them about the medical school program, talking to the pre-med students. So that was a fun job.
A salute to your service, Colonel Ty Newton. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese & Associates.